Last year, if you remember, we used to have the debates every Friday.
If I remember.
Fight Sammy segment. And one of the cool things about that was because it was high schoolers coming in to debate me and almost weekly trouncing me, just trashing me and bashing me with their words and their wit and their intelligence. And it's really inspiring to see just how well the young of Melbourne are at, you know, articulating politics, of understanding what's happening in the world. Well, what do you do with that energy? What do you do with that knowledge and wisdom that they all have already gained?
Go to Preston Market.
Well, there's that, but okay, I'd rather they didn't, to be honest. But instead, what they can do is go down to the YMCA and join the Victoria Youth Parliament. Ollie Tripodi is the program director of the YMCA Press Gallery. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning, Sammy. Sita, thank you so much for having me.
Were you a part of the Youth Parliament?
I was part of the Youth Parliament back in 2009, 2010 when I was...
The best years.
Well, they were. They were absolute classics back then. And when I was 16 and 17 years old and I was sent by my school, I sort of wondered what I was doing. And in the Youth Parliament, I found a tremendous place of engagement and fun. And yeah, now sort of 8 years later, 9 years later, I haven't left and now I'm running the show. So it's pretty
special.
Are
you the Premier of Victoria?
Well, it was the Youth Premier of Victoria when I was 17.
Yeah. Do we have to call you Your Excellency? How does this work?
Well, Your Excellency is the title that's used for the governor.
So
for Youth Premier.
Checking if you knew.
This morning, sir.
All right, sir, we'll do. All right. Sir Tripodi.
What's the relation? So what we see is usually the inverse. A lot of childlike behaviour in Parliament. Is that, are you very aware of Parliament and its bad rap when Youth Parliament gets together? Is there a real sense of trying to do this better?
Yeah, it's a good observation. I think anyone that catches a snippet of Question Time in the news just shakes their head and looks at, you know, our supposedly sort of laudable elected representatives and just thinks, look, this just looks ridiculous. I guess the Youth Parliament teaches young people that there's a little bit of theatre at play and sometimes a little bit of hyperbole goes a long way in making a point. But the Youth Parliament is mostly incredibly diplomatic. It's very thoughtful, it's considered, and it's a good observation about what young people are like, Sammy. In the Youth Parliament, we're blown away by the eloquence and thoughtfulness of young people who are really at the beginning of articulating a worldview. And so they come to the Youth Parliament, they learn parliamentary etiquette, and there is a bit of sort of yelling across the chamber and slamming of fists, but mostly it's about, you know, unpacking really interesting ideas and understanding what young people think and feel about the world around them.
One of the interesting things is you said they're inspiring and all those things. They're also prescient because 25 bills that the Youth Parliament originated over the last 33 years have made their way into our lives.
That's right, yeah. So the Youth Parliament is a really interesting program. First and foremost, it offers young people an opportunity to engage in the world around them. And they do that by developing a piece of mock legislation, a bill. And they work with a mentor that the Youth Parliament assigns them. They come up with an idea, they take it to the Youth Parliament, and then they debate it out amongst their peers. Every year, you get a really good snapshot of what young people in Victoria think and feel about a whole suite of issues. Mm-hmm. And of course, over the last sort of 30 years or so, more than 25 pieces of real legislation, actual law, find their origin in the Youth Parliament.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It is. So stuff like, you know, mandatory wearing of bike helmets, over-the-counter sale of the morning after pill, no glass in CBD venues, public transport accessibility has been a recent one. And over the last few years, a huge amount of bills that young people have brought to the Youth Parliament have come from that sort of LGBTIQ, non-gender binary sort of issues. And we're seeing that reflected in law as well, which is pretty amazing.
Well, that brings me to my question around the look of our current parliament is not very representative. We're not seeing a great amount of diversity, gender, and obviously cultural, etc. What does Youth Parliament look like?
Youth Parliament is very diverse. So the Youth Parliament is made up of 16 to 25-year-olds. The Youth Parliament is diverse in its metropolitan and regional split. It's diverse in its gender split. It's diverse in its its age composition.
Ideological split? Is there a diversity of opinion and thought, you know, conservative, left-leaning, and everything in between?
Yeah, so the Youth Parliament is apolitical, so we don't sort of have that typical, you know, Labor, Greens, National, Liberal divide. Young people are certainly not a homogenous group that all sort of just believe in environmental issues. There is, you know, vast differences in the way, just like any demographic, that young people sort of take on political issues. But young people, I think it's fair to say, would probably say that the issues that are most important to them at this particular juncture are values-based issues, issues relating to the way that we treat each other and treat the world. So environmentalism, multiculturalism,
all of these things,
inclusion, well, accessibility.
If you are between the ages of 16 to 25 and you want to sign up for Youth Parliament, applications close on the 7th of March, and you can go to the vicyouth.ymca.org.au website. Thank you so much for that.
No worries. Yeah, thanks very much for having me.
Sir Ollie Trapodi, sorry about that.
Sir. Yeah, thank you. And if anyone listening is interested, or they know somebody in their life who'd be interested in engaging with Youth Parliament, just Google YMCA Youth Parliament. All the details are online. We'd love to have you involved.
Sounds like a good time, actually, which is a surprising thing when you talk about Parliament.